T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The John Heyman Report, brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, we cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy, by Merrick Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and by Brother Supply, your number one source for ice air, P-Tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. Here he is. I just saw him on TV like an hour ago, and you were looking good, John, the great John Heyman.
Evan, how are you?
Fantastic.
Thank you so much for that, those kind words.
Well, what show do you enjoy doing the most? Because I don't even know what show that was.
You know
was.
What? The one you were on, that particular show was the best one. You were amazing.
Well, I'm not that's nothing to do with me.
Oh, okay.
I'm asking you.
I do like that show. I like Brian Kenny. It's great to be on with somebody who's wrong consistently, because you can always do the other argument, argue against him.
I understand.
I think that show is very good.
I'm watching the show that's on now, and you know what my problem with the show is?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, you see everybody's legs. They're sitting on the couch. See, I would never want to do that, because now I'm awkwardly sitting on a couch. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't want to be on that show. I've already turned. If they ever ask me, I'm turning it down.
Yeah, you tend to slouch on the couch. We've seen that. You got to sit up on the couch.
These guys on are professionals. You know, like Jason Stark knows what he's doing.
You know, he's got a lot of TV experience.
Oh yeah, no, he's a pro. All right, let me start with this with the Yankees. They get Jay Happ. First of all, your thoughts on the deal? Did you like what they gave up?
Well, they gave up a lot. You know, some people will consider that an overpay. Brandon Drury, 3 years of control. Billy McKinney, basically 6 years of control. You know, he's a major leaguer. Drury, I think, will be a starting third baseman. Obviously, he had some headache issues with the Yankees. So for them, though, that's excess. They did not need those players.
Exactly.
Although McKinney might look good today, they have a little bit of an outfield depth deficit. They have still a great starting outfield. You just move Stanton to the outfield, but they don't have a lot of depth in the outfield. You've got Frazier on the DL. You've got Ellsbury on the DL. Obviously, they've traded 5 or 6 outfielders, as Joel Sherman has pointed out, Fowler and McKinney and Gamel and several others in the last year alone. So a little bit of an outfield deficit. Drury was clearly blocked for the Yankees. So it's a move that they had to make. Happ certainly gives them more depth, strikeout pitcher, great guy for the team. I think he is a playoff pitcher. That's the question I'm always asked. Is he going to start a playoff game for the Yankees? I think that he is a playoff pitcher.
You know, it's funny, because I could ask the question here, hey, would they make this deal this morning knowing what happened to Aaron Judge? But then, would they make this trade this morning knowing what happened potentially to Sonny Gray? Because he may be banged up a little bit. So do you think they would still have moved McKinney and Drury if they knew, hey, Aaron Judge may miss the next 4 or 5 weeks?
Well, they might have found a substitute for McKinney. They have so many great prospects. They are trading from strength. The Yankees have 30 or 40 great prospects. I mean, they've done a great job. Damon Oppenheimer, all those Yankee people in Tampa, and Cashman, they've done a fantastic job in stockpiling the prospects. And that's been one of the early problems of this interesting trade deadline, is the rich are getting richer. I know we're not looking at it as a problem in New York, maybe, but for Major League Baseball, the Yankees have made 2 trades. The Red Sox made a trade. The Cubs made a trade. The Dodgers made a trade. You've got some upstart, upcoming teams, and they've done very little. Brewers got Soria. That's nice, but you know what? They got work to do.
Well,
some of these teams have work to do. As I've been writing on FanCred, Phillies, very cautious. They're playing it very cautiously. Maybe they don't think their time is quite yet, but when you have a chance, I think you need to go for it.
Hey, step up. I'm with you.
I agree. Step up. Take a chance. I know the Philly people probably thought it wasn't going to be this year. It's going to be next year. They're going to go crazy in the free agent market, maybe for Machado, maybe for Harper, whatever. But they're right there right now. They got a shot. You got to put your foot on the neck of the Nats. The Nats are kind of like bubbling out there, wondering, are we going to be a seller, which is shocking to me. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. And that they're going to sell relievers, Herrera, who they just got, and Madsen, and no sense whatsoever. What does that do? Get them below the luxury threshold? There's no. If you're going to sell, you got to really sell. You can't just get yourself under the luxury threshold.
No,
that makes no sense.
I agree. If you've determined you're not going anywhere, then go for the jugular. Then sell the
right
way.
Sell Bryce. Bryce Harper if you're going to sell.
What would they get for him? If they decided tomorrow they're trading him, what are they getting?
You know what? That's not happening. They want to re-sign him. They like him, so it's not happening. It's not like a Baltimore situation where they just don't have the shekels to sign Machado. I think at this point, you'd probably get less for Harper than you got for Machado because Machado is a little more versatile, so there are more teams that opens up, short or third. And frankly, he's having a better year than Harper's having at this point.
And
so if we're talking about renting a guy for a half a year, I'm not saying that Machado's definitely getting more on the open market when you're talking about 10 years and you're thinking, well, Harper's younger and all that, there's more to it. But in terms of a rental, I think Machado's worth more due to the versatility and the fact that he's just having a better year.
Hey, if they really want to blow it up, if they really want to go nuts, then how about they sell the birthday boy? How about on his birthday, he's turning 34 today. Happy birthday, Max Scherzer. You really want to blow this thing up? Call the Yankees up and demand everybody. Go ahead.
I got to say, he's been one of the best free agent signings in history. John Lester, free agent.
Randy Johnson, checkmate.
Yeah,
that is the
one of the best.
Okay, Randy Johnson is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I always couch it with the one of the best.
Okay.
Or, that's why. Right, Randy Johnson went 4-for-4 in the Cy Young.
He didn't
win 4 World Series, only won 1 World Series. So
I get it.
But he's ahead of Scherzer because he's won 2 Cy Youngs and no World Series.
And to your point, though, because I do want to back you up on how great this signing is, Max has already won 2 in a row, and he could conceivably win this season. I mean, he could win the Cy Young.
It's possible, but wins don't count, so DeGrom's still in there. We don't worry about the wins anymore.
I'm being serious.
That's one thing Brian Kenny was right about.
No.
Wins did not factor in Cy Young.
I gave Kenny a compliment off air, and then I took it back in the same breath. I said, look, I agree with you about kill the win, but I thought that long before I knew who you are. You know, my dad basically taught me.
That's always the way to give him a compliment. That's a good way to do it.
I agree with you about that, but I always thought that.
Yeah, I don't see how you're going to, in 4 days, trade Max Scherzer. Nobody has talked about this.
Oh,
they haven't had discussions. I don't
see
that happening.
But I
think for Max Scherzer, you could get a lot. Now, he does make $20 million. What does he make? $30 million a year.
That's a lot. He's signed until 2022, and he's 34, okay? So he's
getting the 30, age 35, the age 36, the age 37,
John, I'm telling you right now. You know, we've all talked about DeGrom. DeGrom's 30, and he's throwing a hell of a lot less innings than Max Scherzer. If the Washington Nationals decided, you know what, he's 34, I don't know how many great years he has, and they called up Cashman and said, Cashman, Max Scherzer available, you don't think Brian Cashman would just go, forget the luxury tax. Here's my system. Give me Max Scherzer. Can you imagine that pitching staff?
They consider the luxury
BS.
Tax.
BS. For Max Scherzer, John? Max Scherzer?
No, you're not giving up your system and the luxury tax to sign a pitcher, no matter how great a pitcher he is, and he is great, and get him for his age 34, 35, 36 season. You're not giving up the farm system and going over the luxury tax.
Okay.
If he said you can have him, then he'd make accommodations and he'd unload somebody else to get back under the luxury tax, but not give up the farm and give yourself the luxury tax issue.
I don't know.
Sorry.
I think he'd get hot and bothered and say, you know what, I got to do it. It's Max Scherzer. He's one of the best pitchers in baseball, 34, 35, whatever.
I don't know. The only team that took Verlander last year was the Astros, and they did that with the owner.
But John, here's the difference. Verlander was not even on the same level as Max Scherzer is now. Now, Verlander turned out to be that way.
Right,
but at the time,
he had
wasn't
a great
that.
Month. All those teams made a mistake that didn't get him. He had a great month, you know, but it's easy to say that in hindsight, right?
I mean, absolutely.
Give the Astros owner credit. Crane did a good job.
Yep.
He told Luno, go get Verlander. We need to win.
Hey,
that's how you win, by saying we want to win. Let's go do it.
And that was after the players were ticked off, because remember, they didn't do anything before July 31st.
They were. The players, right. Keuchel and the others, right. That was it.
I admit, John, I thought Verlander was done. I didn't think he was nearly the same guy, and he's proven all of us wrong. God bless him. He's done a great job.
Well, he pitched well in Detroit that last month. If you go back and look at it, he had recaptured something. So, give Houston credit. He didn't have a lot of years to go, right? He had 2 more years at 28. I don't think it was a risk that was so bad, but he did
worked out.
He did clear waivers, right? So
he
nobody
did.
Claimed him.
That's all
Which
you need
some,
to know.
One GM told me, why didn't Houston claim earlier, before they worked out the deal, once it was clear how well he was doing, why didn't Houston claim him? You know, it's easy to say that now. They ended up giving up three prospects, and they were able to make a trade. If you claim someone, you have got to do it in 3 days.
Right.
But yeah, somebody should have claimed him.
Hey, it worked out, man. He has been unbelievable.
Fantastic.
Unbelievable. Back to the Yankees on this point. I feel terrible for Clint Frazier because this would have been so his opportunity if he was healthy. Do you see the Yankees adding a bat? And it doesn't have to be an outfielder. You know, the Yankees have been attached to Mike Moustakas. You've mentioned that. Moustakas on a lot of levels actually does make sense. You bring him in, you play him at third base, you could DH and Duhar, you improve your defense, you give yourself a left-hand bat, you give yourself security in case it takes a while with Aaron Judge. Can you see the Moustakas to the Yankee market kind of heating up again now with this injury to Judge?
Yeah, I could. I think it's possible. I've heard that they've checked in, and the price is high at this point. Moustakas has a good salary, and he's having a nice year. It does make sense. I would agree. I would say that it'd be preferable if it played the outfield. Right now, that's the issue. But they have three good outfielders. You just move Stan to the outfield. He's really good in the outfield.
Exactly.
They're not bad. But yeah, they got quite a deal. I mean, who would think that this team that was overloaded with outfielders is now at a slight outfield deficit? You never know. I mean, obviously Judge is out. Frazier's out. You couldn't predict that. Ellsbury's out. You probably could have predicted that. But they got three guys out. So a little bit of an issue, outfield depth, but not a killer. So you're right. You can go out and get a hitter and figure out how to use him. Right now they'll use Walker a lot, who's
sure.
been better lately.
Yeah.
But he's not Moustakas.
No. Do you think that they'll look, and it doesn't have to be before July 31st, like we just talked about with Verlander. Guys do clear waivers. It happens. Do you think they will go out and try to add another bat to help replace the Judge injury?
I think that they do anything that they can. So I think they will definitely look at it. Do they seem desperate? Well, they never seem desperate. They never want to show that. I don't think that they're desperate. I think he's out for 3 weeks. If it's only 3 weeks, it really isn't a time of desperation. But if it's five or six weeks, that makes it difficult. They do not want to play that wild card game against Oakland or Seattle. Don't want to do it. So I think they're going to look for a bat. Yes, I do think they will consider.
All right, let's get to Oakland, all right, because these guys are doing something. They've
Amazing.
Won six in a row. They were only two games back in the loss column, one overall from Seattle. And very quietly, with Familia, who they gave up nothing for, because God forbid the Mets take any money back, the A's have built themselves a hell of a bullpen. Blake Treinen's an all-star. Triviano's been great. Now Familia's the eighth-inning guy. They got themselves some bullpen now. And what do you think overall about this Oakland team?
They got a lot of great things going. They definitely have something special happening there. Melvin's doing a terrific job. Lame duck manager. They need to sign him. I'm not sure why he's a lame duck. Chapman, fantastic at third base. They've got righty power. They've got a lot going. They've got a lot of youth, a lot of enthusiasm. I think they're gonna overtake Seattle. Seattle's a funny situation. They haven't been in the playoffs longer than anybody. 2001, their magical, sort of magical season, at least regular season, 116 wins and out in the playoffs. Haven't been back since. Hard to believe, coming off 116 wins, that you'd go 17 years. It's funny. They went on a big streak. I think that helped save Jerry DePoto, the GM's job. He got an extension. He gave Service an extension. I think they're going to be overtaken. I'm not blaming them for giving them extensions. I think DePoto's very good at what he does, but it's funny how the timing affects things. I do think Oakland will beat Seattle here. And, you know, Seattle's got Cano coming back. That's positive, we think. He'll probably play first base. D. Gordon's going to keep second. They still got some moves to make. DePoto is a big trader, but I think Oakland has got something special, and they're going to beat them.
10 games between them. They got to play each other 10 times
right.
The rest of the way. That's going to go a long ways to determining
right.
it. That's
and Seattle's
sure.
a little more nervous than Oakland. Oakland's got playing with nothing to lose. House money.
You're
big
right
advantage.
About that. We're talking to John Heyman about the baseball world. What are the Red Sox going to do? I think they need to add another arm out of the bullpen.
Yeah, they definitely do, and they don't want to go over the $240 million. They're at $237. I know this is a big factor now, but there aren't a lot of great relievers making less than $3 million. It's not going to be easy. In fact, the relief market, as we see, with Britton and Hand and Soria already gone, there aren't a lot of great ones left to get. I'm sure they love Iglesias from the Reds. I don't think he's going anywhere. So I'm not sure who they're going to get, but they definitely need to get a setup man, and they will need to stay under the 240, or at least that's what they want to do.
It's amazing hearing about that. 240.
That's a ton.
The Yankees are at down to 187 or 197. Whatever.
I know. It's weird the way they fluctuated like this. The Dodgers were close to 300 at one point. Now they're down below the 197. The Yankees were the highest for years. They're below the 197. Boston, I don't think, has ever been over the three. I think they're a first-time offender. They call it offender.
Offender.
I don't find that offensive myself that they're spending to win. I give them praise.
I'm offended more by the teams that don't spend to win.
Exactly. Me and you both. We won't necessarily name those teams.
The Mets,
but
I just named them.
Well, okay. I guess I spoke too soon there.
Come on. You knew I was going there.
I know.
Before I even ask my token Met question, because I haven't touched them yet.
Shocking.
No, I want to avoid them. They're a disgrace.
I understand.
I want to ask you about the Cubs real quick. So they go out and they add Cole Hamels. And, you know, Lester's had a very good season. Hendricks has been mediocre. Tyler Chatwood walks everybody. But very quietly, Chris Bryant hurt. No big deal. They got the best record in the National League, and I think it's almost been quiet without people even realizing it.
Yeah, they've been good. They have that great nucleus. Bryant, obviously, who's been diminished by injury. Rizzo, a little bit diminished. Baez is one of the NL MVP candidates. Not like the American League where you got monster seasons from Betts and Trout and J.D. Martinez and Lindor and Jose Ramirez and Judge. In National League, it is wide open, and Javier Baez is a candidate. He's been fantastic. Schwarber's good. They've got a good, very, very good nucleus, and the bullpen has been much better than anyone could have thought. Certainly, Morrow has been good when healthy in that role. They have a nice team, and Hamels, I think they looked at it as even though he's got a 10 ERA over his last five starts, they see an uptick in the stuff. They see that he's got a 2.9 ERA on the road. They're thinking that the Texas ballpark is just a nightmare for him. I think that's why the Yankees never considered him. They just didn't, with the home run propensity that he's got, to put him in Yankee Stadium. He'll be better in Wrigley. He's pitched there well. Over his career, he had the no-hitter there. He's obviously got the pedigree. They're giving up nothing, which is to be expected. I mean, you got 10 ERA over your last five starts. You know, unfortunately, Texas was in a tough spot there. What could they do?
Yeah. Are you hearing anything about the Cespedes insurance policy? Because that's big. And then I want to know if the Mets will actually reinvest the money, if they actually save money on it.
All I know is that normally those policies, and I believe this one is specific to a particular ailment that someone has had in the past. And so I think we'll see what the insurance company says. I don't know that anything's a slam dunk, but the Mets keep telling us that the heel is connected to the hip and the other. So, I think they're probably right. The heel is connected to the hip, and maybe that is the cause of the hip problem. But if he, and I haven't seen his policy, but if he has it on his injury, on his insurance policy that a hip injury they pay for, there may be a debate over that because he's getting a heel surgery, right? And I'm just speaking hypothetically now, but I've heard from people that these are specific to certain ailments that the guys had in the past oftentimes. So.
And here's the truth, John. Whether the insurance covers it or doesn't cover it, the Mets are not reinvesting the money anyway.
That's the hints that we're getting. I have not spoken to anybody who's told me that. They really should. They are getting the money back on Wright, I believe, 75 or 80% of it. That's pretty good. Even at $145 million, their payroll is below what it should be for a big market team.
Disgraceful.
So
we're going to have to do something about this, John. Me and you. I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to do something. Maybe we're going to have a meeting with Manfred. Maybe that's what we have to do. We just have to call a meeting with him.
I don't know. They can't force teams to spend. I think that they sometimes don't mind it so much when they don't.
I know. That's the problem. I've said that before, that they don't mind it.
Right.
One last thing about the Mets. Will they get a good return for Zach Wheeler if they do and decide to trade him?
I think they would, because this market is, in terms of starting pitchers, is a seller's market. I think for relievers, it's probably a buyer's market. And you referenced the Familia take
Disgrace.
Earlier. And I think that they acted quickly on that and maybe could have waited a little bit longer and gotten a little bit more. I have heard good things about Will Toffey, Of course, I talked to his father, Jack, who loves him.
Well,
Jack.
Of course you heard good things from his dad. Jack Toffee probably thinks he's the next Cliff Robinson.
I think he's a very honest guy. I've known him for 2 decades.
Yeah, my son stinks, John. He's never going to make the majors. He's going to tell you that? Come on.
Well, you may have a point there. In any case, Jack Toffee is a longtime baseball agent, so that's why I know him. And terrific guy. And Will Toffee, very bright kid, went to Vanderbilt. And he's an advanced hitter. He just hasn't shown, at least this is what the scouts say, hasn't shown big power, and he's a third baseman. So we will see. But he does have a chance. He does have to have a minor shoulder cleanup at the end of the year. So.
Of course he does.
Well, I said it was a minor and cleanup. Those are small things.
It's minor.
So, but in any case, the question was about Wheeler, and I do think that if they traded him, and I've heard some skepticism about them trading him because, I mean, they do have these four great starters.
He's not great.
Two of them are great.
Thank you.
Together, the quartet is very, very good. And they feel like that they don't want to throw away next year. So I think there are
spend
people.
Spend money then. I don't want to hear about trading Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler, to me, is going to have very little to do with if they're good next year. What's going to matter is how much they spend. And they're not going to spend, so then they're throwing away next year on
their own. A lot of people will tell you that spending doesn't lead to winning, but I give you
the
Boston Red
that.
Sox as Exhibit A. $237 million. They're on their pace for 113 victories.
John, yeah, I know. It's amazing.
Sorry.
Hey, no, you have nothing to apologize for. It's not your fault, and I always appreciate our weekly spot. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week, man.
All right, Evan. Great talking.
The great John Heyman.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.